Hello everyone, it's Friday the 4th of September 2015 and it's going up for 10 to 6 in the evening UK time. So it's our second full week at home. Myself and Black Labrador Iris. This week it's been a funny one because it's been bank holiday. It were bank holiday Monday on 31st of August. And we've had a different instructor because my instructor's on holiday. So it's been quite interesting. Saturday we just had a normal day. Sunday we also had a normal day. No training, that is. We didn't do much over the weekend, you know, just your normal obedience, grooming, playing. We did pop to Dominic's mum's actually because it was Dominic's mum's birthday on the Saturday, so we went there. And then bank holiday Monday we went to see some friends, so we did that. And then Tuesday, the new instructor came Tuesday afternoon and she arrived late, unfortunately, because she had a puncture and then she got stuck in traffic. So she arrived and we did the route to the post office yet again. Then on Wednesday we did the post office. On Thursday we did the post office with a walkie-talkie. So I was left to my own devices, and the instructor kind of followed on at a distance somewhere hiding, and I got a walkie-talkie in my pocket. So if there were any emergency or anything like that, then she could contact me or I could contact her. We did the tram yesterday as well. So that were good. At least we've done another route. So we did up to tram stop. We did that twice. I'll go a day back. On the Wednesday after we'd done post office again, we went on foot, me and the instructor, to tram stop so that I could show her the way. The instructor, that is, not Iris. And I think it's kind of like a little test to make sure that you know where you're going, which I do, so that was that. And then yesterday, after we'd been to post office with the walkie-talkies, we walked Iris up there first, and then I worked her up to tram and back home again. So we had quite a busy day yesterday. Lots of walking in a short space of time. So, and then today we've done the tram again. We've been to vets and got Iris registered, got a worming stuff, got flea stuff, etc. And then when we came back, we did the post office again, which is our post office is in the co-op, which is quite handy anyway. We did that again with walkie-talkies, so that were okay. It was just really busy time to go down because it's where post office and co-op is. We have to walk along one of the main roads that goes in and out of Sheffield, which is, when I'm walking to co-op or post office, it's on my right-hand side, and there's side roads going off that to the left, and it's petrol station as well, so you have to cross the entrance and exit at petrol station. And then there's a Tesco Express, and you know, that's a cross road, but it's just a really busy road all way along on right hand side, and this car's turning on to it and turning off it. So it's quite a good route to do, and there's I pass about two bus stops and two crossings, bleepy crossings, zebra crossings, but I don't need to use them at the minute. because I don't need to go across that main road. This road is called Burleymore Road, by the way, if anybody's interested. So, it is, it's very busy. I'd hate to live on there. There's houses on there as well. It must be a nightmare with traffic because it's busy. Sorry. It's busy near enough all the time. It's only really at night time that it's kind of quiet. So, when I were walking down there this afternoon or walking back up home, it were going up for 4:20 to 5, so it were busy. So that's that. That's his first full week. So a second full week, sorry, at home. I'd no idea when I'll be qualified. Which, you know, I can't force it to happen, can I? So it'll happen when it'll happen. This instructor seems happy with how I'm working so far and how I'm handling Iris. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. This instructor will be coming again on Monday. And we'll take it from there. And I know my original instructor, she's on holiday until, I think she's back on 14th. So I don't know if I'm not qualified by then, which I hope I will be. But if I'm not, will my original instructor be coming back? Or I don't know what's going to happen. So, one thing though, at least we're getting out and about, and you know it's quite a bit late in day when this instructor's coming, but at end of day she's got other people to see, and we are all quite spread out, and she lives in Lincoln, so she has a way to travel. And her other clients are in Nottingham and I'm in Sheffield. So they do travel about, these instructors. She was telling me that one of her other clients lived in Doncaster, and that is a way for her to travel. So there we are. It's they do put some miles in, bless them, these instructors. So I shall disappear now and go and see what I'm having for my tea. And that's it, and try and get warm. So I'm cold, I'm so cold. I think it's because I got so warm walking, and then you come in and sit down and stop that you get cold then. So I shall say bye for now. Who's recording?